It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and this is the singer-songwriter Tommy Prine. Tommy Prine was raised in Nashville, Tennessee, with guitars lying around his house and music always on the stereo. And that's because his father is John Prine, the legendary singer-songwriter, originally from Maywood, Illinois. He famously wrote most of his debut album here while working a postal route and was referred to by some as the Mark Twain of songwriting. We lost Prine in 2020 to COVID. He was later named the Honorary Poet Laureate of Illinois. Tommy Prine's debut album is called This Far South. It's part coming-of-age story, part reckoning with the past of the passing of his dad and childhood friends, but it's also full of gratitude, fun, and the deep joy of marrying his best friend, Savannah. We spoke with Tommy earlier this year, ahead of a tour swing through Illinois. He's on the road out east later this summer, and will be back here in Illinois on September 7th at the Evanston Folk Festival. Because this part of the program's on tape, no calls, but you can let us know what you thought, our email address, talk@21stshow.org. Tommy Prine, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, Tommy, tell me more about your childhood. What memories stand out to you?
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of easier to discern the memories that, like, growing up in a house like full of like musicians might be kind of not like a normal way to grow up, you know, because when I was a kid, it just seemed like that was just the way of the world. You know, I thought that everyone had a favorite instrument and picked it and started playing it. but yeah, I mean, you know, looking back on my childhood, you know, I mean, there was just always folks from the music industry or different singer songwriters and artists, you know, popping through and having dinner with us. And, you know, I mean, my dad was just kind of like a regular dad when he was home. He would make pancakes and take me to school and pick me up from school, and we'd play basketball, and then he'd be like, all right, I'll be back in 2 weeks. And then he'd come back 2 weeks later and we'd just do the same thing. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a relatively normal childhood, but as I got a little older, we started going on the road, with my dad a little bit more, whenever we could. And I think that's definitely when things were, I guess, not quite like the normal experience.
Yeah. You know, one, yeah. You get this idea that, like, the kid of a factory worker, you know, wants to be an artist. The kid of an accountant wants to be a musician. What did the kid of a musician, of a singer-songwriter, want to be originally?
I mean, I always had it in my head that I was going to be an astronaut. And then I got my first grade back on a test. I was like, all right, well, that's out the window. So let's think more realistically here. And then I was like, you know, maybe I'll be like a nurse. And then my mom was like, no, you have to be super smart for that too. I was like, all right, cool. So we'll figure something else out. So I don't know. I mean, I always wanted to work in the music industry just because those are the people that I've always known. Those are the people that were like my family. Like, my dad's team was like an extension of our family, and, you know, his band, same thing. And I just always figured I would either, at the very most, like, performative aspect, I thought I would just be like, you know, like a guitar player or something like that. But I had in my head that I was just probably going to work at like a label, or, you know, just do one of the many jobs that are needed in the music industry. Being an artist was not really on my radar until, honestly, it kind of like cosmically fell in my lap, I guess, in a way.
And this is around or after the time of your father's passing, right? You decide to pursue this career, your trajectory you're on now?
Yeah, I mean, I had been writing and playing my whole life. It was just something that I always did. It's something I always gravitated to in every part of my life, from when I was, you know, in kindergarten all the way up until senior year of high school. In college, I always played, and it was really only for me. I like to play because I like to play. But things kind of took a little bit of a turn, I guess, when when I lost my dad, and I started writing, just kind of more honestly, I guess, and getting it off my chest. And it was the best way for me to kind of compartmentalize, losing a parent. And it also kind of coincided with linking up with my buddy, Rustin Kelly, a really dear friend of mine, also just extremely talented singer-songwriter and artist. And he was really the one that kind of gave me the validation to, like, take the leap. It all kind of boiled down to a phone call with Rustin and my other dear friend, Gina Johnson, who is the other co-producer on the record. And they literally called me in November of 2020, and they were just like, "Hey, buddy, we know you've been writing some songs. Like, Rustin sent a couple over to Gina." I'd been to Gina's house a few times just to kind of, like, hang out and play. And they were like, we think you should make an album, and we're going to help you do it." And at first I was like, "That's insane. I don't think I should do that." And they were like, "Well, we think you should at least think about it, you know?" And I don't know. I mean, it felt like it scared me more than anything. And I think for that reason is why I did it, because I was at a point in my life where I wasn't really sure where I wanted to take my life. And I didn't really know where I wanted to go and how I wanted to do it. And I just kind of had this opportunity come up, and I was like, "Well, this sounds terrifying, and that usually means it's a good thing." So I went for it, and I'm glad I did.
And the end result of that is Prine's first album, which is called This Far South. Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're listening back to our interview with Tommy Prine, the singer-songwriter, son of the legendary John Prine. He was coming through Illinois for a tour earlier this year, which is when we spoke with him. He'll be back in Evanston on September 7th for a folk festival there. Next, we're going to listen to a song of his named Boyhood. I asked him to set it up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, just in short, it's about growing up with my brother, Jack, because we are 10 months apart and we grew up kind of attached at the hip and just doing everything to get together. And one of the things that we used to do a lot was kind of, like, purposely get lost in the woods and see who could find the best route home. And I found that to be like a good analogy for just kind of like my growing up and everyone's growing up, and just kind of like purposely getting lost and then finding your own way back.
All right, let's listen to Boyhood.
I'm with my brother in the woods on a hot July day. We got lost on second thought, we never knew the way. Mama said, "Go play outside, cause supper's ready soon." We caught bugs, found rocks, and thought we might find the moon. I saw a creek that was 10 years wide and hoped to cross it soon. And now I did, now we're not kids, and I think I wish too soon.
Again, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with Tommy Prine, and that is the track Boyhood off his album This Far South. So you mentioned we were talking about getting into the how do you say it, actually becoming a singer-songwriter full-time as you're calling. When I think of your father, John Prine, I'm sure, the name opens doors. It's also a long shadow to work under. How do you think of that? How have you approached that?
Well, I think my mom put it the best way. When I told her that I wanted to pursue this, and, she asked me, like, literally the same question you just asked me. She's like, "Are you ready for this? I think this is a pretty big undertaking." And I was like, "Yeah, I think I don't know if I'm ready for it, but I'm ready to figure it out." And she said that, my name is definitely going to have people open the door, but if I have nothing to say, they'll close it immediately. And, I think that's been like kind of like a very true statement for sure. In these first couple years of my career, I've definitely gotten like a lot of really amazing opportunities, but I've really, really put in the work, behind the scenes and been prepared for all the opportunities. So, you know, I mean, it's not lost on me that it's definitely going to be an easier path than most when it comes to being an artist. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, whether the door's open or not, you got to be working and you got to be ready for whenever, you know, your shot is in front of you. So
in the past year, you've opened for artists such as Jason Isbell, Tyler Childers. I wonder what you learn playing with them in shows.
Oh man. I mean, I still feel like a little boy, like half the time, especially when I'm getting to do all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like soaking in as much as I can and just trying to like learn from them. I mean, the same way that I learned from my dad, you know. I mean, I learned the most about life, and not just being an artist and a songwriter for my dad, but about life just from observing him, you know. And I've always been I don't know, I'd like to think I've always been very like acutely aware just of the human experience and how people interact with one another and how they go about their own lives in the world and how they kind of make their own puzzle piece fit. And I think I've just kind of taken that into my adulthood as well. You know, I think when I get to be around, you know, the greats like of today, like Tyler and Jason, I mean, I'm really just kind of like locked in, just like watching their every move basically. And like, all right, why did I really like the way they did this? Like, how can I make that my own, you know? But I mean, it's just an invaluable experience to be able to do something like that. And I'm forever grateful to both of them for that.
Obviously, Chicago, Illinois is a big part of your family musical history. I wonder if you feel any sort of special kinship or connection when you come through here, or is that?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's like a homecoming. I mean, it really is. I mean, I haven't gotten to spend too much time there in the last, you know, several years just from being on the road and, you know, being married and having a life to go on about. But every time I go back, it really does feel like home, you know, because I still have some family that live in the area. And it's kind of like a nice, you know, home away from home, that whenever I step through Chicago, you know, I just feel very like I can feel the love and I feel welcome there, you know.
Well, Tommy Prine, thank you so much for sharing some of your musical story with us today on the 21st show. It's been great talking with you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We first broadcast this conversation with Tommy Prine back in May when he was touring through Illinois. He'll be on the road out east later this summer and back in Illinois on September 7th at the Evanston Folk Festival. We're going to go out with another of his songs from the album This Far South. It's called Mirror and a Kitchen Sink.
The rodeo, I think there's something special about what you don't know. Keep the world on their feet. Seems to me that you know it all. You're learning over beers with the pub last fall. Built yourself a castle, big glass wall. Everybody knows you're proud. And I think that I win with every single argument. Now it's you and me. And a kitchen sink. So what's the difference between you and me? I tell you right now, it's a couple of teeth. And then I decide whether to not or be cruel than I already am.
That's all the time we have for our program today. Coming up tomorrow, we'll take a dive into algae and drinking water quality after a recent boil order in Mattoon, Illinois. Plus, we'll speak with author Adam Alexic, known as Etymology Nerd on social media. His new book is Algospeak, How Social Media is Transforming the Future of Language. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Leila Nazarova is an associate producer, and our digital producer is Kulsim Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
You say words that'll make you brave, and then you realize that you share a brain. No, here it goes right down the drain, faster than your eyes can see.
And it's me.